Right. Hi, Michael. Good morning.
Hello, gentlemen. Thank you for having me on. I know it's a busy time of year for you.
Well, you know, Michael, when I met you up in Snohomish, you told me to go to your website, and I did exactly that. I've got to tell you, I'm really impressed by all the different types of evergreens that you have on your website and how big they are. My gosh.
Well, thank you. We take a little different approach to the nursery business. We're instead of stocking 1,000 different types of trees and shrubs, we grow a select group of privacy trees and a few other ornamentals to offer to people. So it's a nursery tree farm rather than a retail nursery, but we have a thousands of various trees in the ground for the privacy issues.
Yeah, and I noticed also on the website that you install the trees. If a person wants.
You deliver it and install?
Yeah, that's correct, because as Ed mentioned, most of these are pretty big trees, and they're hard for the homeowners to handle, and so we have crews that go out and install the trees as well. Prior to that, of course, we work with the homeowner or the business. We do commercial work also to identify what trees are right for them, what will work in their soil and sunlight conditions and access and other issues like that, and then go ahead and get the job done.
And the important thing, Art, is that these trees are big enough that you've got instant privacy almost.
Instant gratification.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. And as you guys probably know, these privacy issues are very emotional. We get calls from homeowners that are just at their wits' end because they've had a green belt behind their house for the last 20 years, and then all of a sudden the green belt is on and a three-story mansion is there, and they're really upset over that. And similar things, neighbors looking at them, peeping at them, people get caught up in that. We had one case where a neighbor was putting voodoo dolls and things pointed at their other neighbor, and the neighbor needed to get something in between them.
Sure.
For sure.
It's a little different type of landscaping than just the standard landscaping where everybody's really excited and happy. And
How big can some of these trees get?
Well, they can get 16 to 18 foot tall.
Mm-hmm.
We have machine access, and we grow some of these cedars that are big, thick, bushy trees, and so they'll give you a real nice privacy screen right away.
Yeah, and so the best thing, let's see, to recommend to our listeners would be for them to go to your website, which is nurserytrees.com.
That's correct.
Okay.
And then they'll see a lot of options there and a chart on which is the right privacy tree for you. But we also talk to people all day long on the phone or by emails. They send us photos. We have an arborist that goes around the Puget Sound area looking at privacy tree applications. And we figure out what they want. And they also, a lot of them like to come out here and take a look and bring the kids and make a trip of it. And we're about 30 minutes north of Bellevue. And look at the options, and then we install them for them.
You make a fun day of it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got some donkeys and a potbelly pig.
And oh, my gosh.
Parts, and it is a little bit theme parkish.
So if someone doesn't have a computer, you have a number, too, I'm assuming.
Yes, 425-343-2650.
Give it to us again.
425-343-2650 or nurserytrees.com.
Okay.
Perfect.
Any relation to Mickey?
No, I get that a lot, particularly when I go down to Texas.
And Michael Gilley of nurserytrees.com. Yeah. Thank you for being
with
us, Michael.
Thank you both.
Yeah, alrighty. Thanks.
Como News time is 10:56, and if you're on the line, stay there because Ed will get to you in a minute. We need to check traffic right now, Ed.
All right.
Como AAA traffic every 10 minutes on the 4.